Art Daf Kuf Nun Amid Aleph, 3 lines from the bottom. Amar Rab Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Cheshboinish Shal Malach O Molech, V'Shal Mabekach Muta Lechoshvan B'Shabbos. That a person is permitted to speak about Cheshboinish Shal Malach. Let us see Rashi again. Shal molech, shal eitzo, she'ene shaloi. It's a speaking about something that is not negeya him, ve'ein sorich beka, kigoyim. Ha'roitze, livna izbayech, kach ve'kach, tzorich lohitzi boy. He'll see a house, and he'll say a person wants to build such a house, so he needs so much and so much money. Ve'li nire, that it's not molech, aloshen eitze, k'may malach, malach ha'alach ishbaynis ha'lolo. Why do you have to make a zolchach ishbaynis? Harei ein tzorech behem, loy lecha. It's not negeya you, you'll never build such a house. V'loy la'acher, the person you're speaking to also that nishbayin such a house, tu kapzonim, you pass by a mansion, you start nachach ishbaynis, how many hundred thousands of dollars it cost to build the house. So it's batzim etzicha b'teile. But al kolponim, the iser of daber dover is not involved. Daber dover is only speaking about devorim, which are yone geya maser matin. So there's an iser dibo, but this is not negeya anything. It's samazay gishmust. So memela, this is mutter. As the Issa of Medaba Dabba doesn't fall into the Issa of Medaba Dabba. Others are Medaik from the Loshna Rambam, it's Sicha Betele. I mean, it's Dvorim Betele, it's a Moshe of Leitzim, Abba Al Koponim, Abba Medaba Dabba, one is not over. Tanya Nami Hochi, Eirayet Rav Yehuda Mashvu, Cheshboinais She'ovlu, Cheshboinis which occurred, not speaking about Cheshboinish Shal Maloch, which is not Negeya. Cheshboinish that once happened. Vishasidim Liyoitz. Cheshboinish which are Negeya later. Also Lechoshvan. That one is not allowed to speak about in Shabbos. Shal Maloch. Abor Maloch. That's not Negeya anyone. Vishal Mabekach. In Cheshboinish Shal Mabekach. What is the Taish Mabekach? Kegoin, so Rashi says, shekvar hoyu l'tzoyrech. These are cheshboinis that taka happen. Ela she'ovru, but it's past history. Kegoin kach v'kach o'itzeisi bebinyen zeh. Someone taka has a mansion and he's going by and yenne comes in. Vivolot ye gekoster ois. He tells them, claw figures, as eifol dost. And he tells them the whole cheshbin. The shoyel is not negeya, he won't build such a mansion. And Yenivil the Tzelen. So that is also permissible. V'shal ma b'kach muta. So this is something that really happened. It's not fantasias, but it's past history. Muta l'choshvan. So we see klor, an oven of b'raise, like Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, cheshboin v'shal ma loch v'shal ma b'kach muta l'choshvan b'shal. V'raminu, frekti gemore, no, it's not poshet. We learned a different baraisa. Choshvin cheshboinai she'einam tzrichim. One is permitted to make cheshboines, which are not negeya. Ve'ein mechashvin cheshboinai she'tzrichim b'shabes. But cheshboines, which are negeya, one is not permitted to make such cheshboines b'shabes. Keitza. Oimer odom lechaveiroi, a person tells his chaver, kach vekach poyalim, iskarti al sodizu. He tells a person, I use so many workers, I hired so many workers for this field. Kach vekach dindrim, oitzeisi al direzu, I spend so much money on this dire. So that is cheshboina yishainim tzrichim. Avoloi yoimeloi should not tell him kach v'kach hoitzeisi, I spend so much v'kach v'kach ani osid lohoitzi. The Gemara is a difficult Gemara, but it seems the Gemara's kash is as follows. It says, one is not permitted to say, kach v'kach eitzesi. Now what the difference is between kach v'kach eitzesi and kach v'kach dinre meitzesi al direzu, that's a shayla. But al koponim, let us go to this kach v'kach eitzesi. Here it says, kach v'kach eitzesi is awesome. And here we learn that cheshboinish shel ma v'kach is mutter. Now Rashi learns, Rashi, al kach v'kach eitzesi, alma kach v'kach eitzesi, let us see Rashi. Let us see how Rashi says pshat in the Gemara. V'shalma v'kach kigoy, shekvar o yilatzeir al shal v'kach kach v'kach eitzesi b'binyin zeh. So that is what, that is mutter. Eshboi neishe ovu, Lekamon Mukilo, later the Gemara is going to say that this is speaking about the Loi Ovru Legamri. It wasn't Ovru Legamri. She'adayin schar apoyalem olo. He still owes the poyalem money. Shloi nosno lehem. And he's making a cheshbon how much he gave them. So this is a cheshbon that's negeya masa v'matin. V'shel ma b'kach, so therefore cheshboine shel ovru, that's what it says, cheshboine shel ovru is also, it means he's saying what he did, but it's still negeya. V'shel ma b'kach, shel ovru legamri, v'ein schar poi alim olo, and there's no, and he doesn't owe them anything. So that's the maskonis ha-gemara. But the while the gemara had learned, till the maskonis, we learn cheshboinei she'ovru means that's ovru legamri. Cheshboinei she'ovru legamri. Here it says it is awesome. Cheshboinei she'ovru legamri, it says it is awesome. Frek the Gemara. And here it says v'reminu kach v'kach ha'itzeisi. Here it says kach v'kach ha'itzeisi is awesome. Alma ovru motorim. The first case. Kach v'kach heitzeisi, I'm sorry, the first case, kach v'kach heitzeisi al sodezu, kach v'kach v'al miskalti al sodezu, kach v'kach din remetzeisi al din rezu, shteitach that it's mutter, it says that this is mutter, the first case. And we learned before, cheshboinish ha'ovru is also, so what is this different than cheshboinish ha'ovru? That is the Gemara's kasha, from the first bove of the Baraita. Rek de gemore vile taimei, hashe loch hi gufe. Zogt Rashi, tikshe loch hi gufe. Bereise kemeise. Forget it, why do you have to ask from a new bereise? Here it says, kach vakach, hoi tseisi al dire zu, is mutter. So you're asking on the first bereise, tikshe loch hi gufe, bereise kemeise. Reisha kitoni she'ovru asurim. And you're learning Ovro means that it's past history. V'seif ha'ktoni shal ma b'kach motorech b'haino Ovro. So memele, so from that paraisa gufa you have a problem. Elo ho de'ike agro da'gire gabei. So that what we say, Ovro is also, this is speaking about that he owes them schiret. And he's telling them how much he paid them already. So memele, this is not dvorim shel mabekach. This cheshbon is negeya. You have to know. He paid, was making a cheshbon. 2 weeks ago I gave you $100. Last week I gave you $250. So all these cheshbonim shel ovru is doch negeya. How much he owes them. And the Taz says, afilu. Afilu, there's a suffix if it's negeya. Maybe he paid him up completely. That's also awesome. That he says, let's sit down and make a cheshbon all the times I paid you. Maybe I paid you up completely. That's also awesome. Hod ika agra dagira gabe. If there's even a suffix, if he still owes schiris, so the cheshbonis of the past history is negeya tashlume schiris. That is cheshbonis of mekech amem. That is also. Hodeleka agre dagire gabe. But if he doesn't owe them anything, so it's tamazoi, he's telling an incident that occurred in past history, so mamela, that is mutter. But the Taz says this is only mutter if it's not negeya the shemeya. If the shemeya is also interested in building a mansion, he tells him how much he paid for his mansion, that's also also, even though for him it's not negeya, but it's negeya for the shemeya. When it is called mabikach, it's mamish siche betela, it is not negeya anyone. So if it's not negeya anyone, then it does not fall into the issa of v'dabir dov. Ein marshichim. Tanu rabbonon maise v'chosit echot shenifritze loy peret b'soich sadeyim. There was a chosid echad, we'll soon see. The Arizal says this chosid echad was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloy. Shenivritza loy peretz b'seich sadeyu, that there was a pirtza in the geder b'seich sadeyu. And he noticed it. V'nimlach oleho legoidro. And he was mechashev to be goidered. He sees it. Oh, ahmazach demonin. Meitzoi Shabbos, I see, now he noticed it, so Meitzoi Shabbos, he has to go and see to fix it. Baruch Hashem, he saw it. V'niskar she Shabbos, and then chapte sich se Shabbos. What if it's Shabbos? What's the gefella? Ehirurim mutorim. Dafke dibur is osa, vehirur is mutor. But that is dafke in our Shulchan Aruch. Aber a Shulchan Aruch of a Chosid, he has a different Shulchan Aruch in Gatsa. By him, Hirul is also awesome. Let me tell you a Moiridike Loshen of the Meiri. The Meiri says, Sha'af machshavtoi loyat ridenu b'shabes b'nyonim eilu. That even the machshavish should not be torut in inyonim masa v'matin. Why? Sha'ayoyim kuloi kodesh l'ashev. It is a day that's kulei kodesh. Va'al yoytzi kodshei kodoshim l'chulim. One should not use a day that is kodesh kodoshim and he should use it for divrei chulim. Al yatrid machshavtoi. Va'anizor bekach, a person will be nizor in such an inyan. Pulosoi itoi uschorei lefonov. So in Amor de Kevot, we're speaking about Schar, the Rabbi Yelapion brings a vote from the Chofetz Chaim. In the Zmiris of Shabbos it says, Kol Mekadesh Shvi Koroiloi, Kol Shoimer Shabbos Kados Mechaloloi, Schorei Harbi Miyoid, Yishal Machnei V'Yishal Digloi. So the Chofetz Chaim says that there are two types of people. There's one type of a person that's mekadesh shvi. He's mekadesh the yom shvi. This is as Amin Bchina, the way the Meiri says, it's kodesh kadoshim al yatrid machshavtoi b'inyonei eile. That he's mekadesh shvi. There's another person called shomer shabbos kados michaloloi. He's a shomer shabbos. He's not a mechalol shabbos. Whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch, das tuta. Aber am Mekadesh mi, halt nicht mal dabei. So me meile, so later with Messiah in December, schoroi harbe miyoit, each one has a lot of schar, but there's no dinyin to the schar that the Mekadesh mi will get, to the schar, to the, that, what the Shomer Shabbos Kados Mechal gets. It's a different, it's an andere sugi ganzen. Yishal machneyu, yishal diglo, it's a different machna, different degel, it's an andere parshin ganzen. So memeile v'nisker sheshabbosu. So here we're speaking about a chosid echad. He had forgotten that it's Shabbos, and he decided he's going to make a gedel meitzoi Shabbos, b'machshove. V'nisker sheshabbosu. V'nimna oisei chosid v'loi godro. So now this chosid made up his mind, Shabbos, habich ketracht v'gen azazach, that I'm going to go and make a gedel, So he concerned himself. This gather will never be made. This pilz is going to remain. Now what is pshat in this knas? So pshat in this knas is the Madreges HaAdam explains as follows. If a person is nichshol in achet, let's say, he saw between you and me, he saw the Shabbos, he saw that there's a gather, that there's a pilz in the gather. Look, doch nicht, the chai is coming, ganovim coming. He thought, you have to fix it, my tzoi Shabbos. Then, chapter said, oh, it's a Shabbos. Shabbos, you shouldn't have thought of such a thing. No, what's all milgiton? No, sham no bagad, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have thought of it. What's the time, my tzoi Shabbos? My tzoi Shabbos will go right away to Rickles to fix the fence. And Baruch Hashem, he saw it in Shabbos. So the Yashamnu and the Bagadnu is not really between you and me, deep down, as Dach Zefriden, that he saw it. I mean, it's a pilze. The whole, his whole field was susceptible for Chayis, for Ganoven. So that is not an Akira of the Chet. But if he's going to show himself that Faker, since I was Mahara and a Dover that should not have been thought about in Shabbos, so nothing will come out of this. No tikkun will come out of this. This shows, this action shows that Faker, this is an Akira of the Chet. The hero did not bring anything. Faker, it brought a kilkel. If I wouldn't have thought of it Shabbos, the gather would have been fixed. Since I thought of it Shabbos, gom nish gutzvat arayis kumen pon azazah. That was a tikkun gomul for the chet of his hero. Now the Madreges HaAdam is ma'ira. Fine. This is their shame of the tikkun. Aber, zolme sich trachten. I mean, it seems this was his parnosse. His parnosse was this field. Schnipsa peretz b'seich sadeo. And if he won't fix it, he can say goodbye to the parnosse. That means it's called Dichven, called Yitzrech. Everyone can come in. Pirze koire legane. It's like he's putting a kel koire. Come right. So my male, was mit sein Morgen with the Parnosse, mit the Dos? I mean, his Parnosse was also Ruchnias. It wasn't Pshat. He wasn't doing it for a pastime, for a luxury. This was his Parnosse. What kind of Cheshbon is this? Zuck the Madreges HaAdam Zetman doch, that betracht nicht wegen Morgen. He had a problem today that he had to solve. He was nishal in achet. He was lefim adregosa. He was nishal. This he has to fix. What'll be tomorrow? Al tidag liyayim mocha. The vile he has to take care of. The priority is to be misakin the kilkul that he was mekalkul today. And this is a tikkun. It will show that this hiru, this machshove of that which should not have been thought of, will bring Fakert Kilkul, that is a tikkun of that chet. Was wird sein morgen, geht man nicht auf. V'nase loy nes. What happened, Taki, the next day? Ot a nes pasir. V'ol so boi tzlaf. So v'meile a tree grew. U'mimeno hoysa panososoi. U'panosos anshe beisa. Fakert, that gufe, that he didn't make cheshbonis. He wanted to be misakin the chet at pasil tanes. Zogt Rashi, tzlaf ilon godel hu ubal anofim harbe, a lot of branches, shloishim ine oichol yesh bepeirais abav yoynes, kafrisim, bululovim. So memele, that was the nes. Now the ben yayodo brings down from the Arizal that she saw a little bit more on this Maaseh than we see. The Arizal said as follows: Da ki achosid hazeh Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, when this nisoyin happened, is nisnoitzitz boy nishmas tzlofcha da tzadik. That time there was nisnoitzitz the neshama of tzlofcha. Asher chota be'inyin kshishes eitzim b'shabes. Tzlofchot was the mekoshes, Rabbi Kiva says. Tzlofchot was the mekoshes. And er hat durchgefallen. ואתו תיקן אויסוי חוסד בחסיד זו אסמאסיו שיוצא לו איסו היא הרגילסה ואולסו בוי צלף חד. That was the Arizal's gilsa. So ואולסו בוי צלף חד, one צלף. So the Arizal gesend of ואולסו בוי צלף חד. That צלף חד had an aliyah. ואויסו מזה פרנסוסוי שתיקן מה שקלקל מקוידן. Now the צלף חד. Taisa says he was Machalo, he was the Mekoshish, he did it L'Shem Shamayim, Abba, this is given for Tachilu Shabbat. So his Tikkun came with this Maisa. And the Lakuti Basa Lakuti brings from the Eira Tzvi, Tzlofchot ben Chayfer is Gematria 552, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi is also 552. So Al Kaponim, that's the Gematria. So Al Kaponim, is Nikorim Divrei Emes. This was the Maise with the Schosed Echad. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Mutter la Odom loima la Chaveiroi, lekrach poin pleini ani hoilach lamoch. A person is permitted to say, even though there's an Isser of Dabar Dodo, and a person is not permitted to speak about a pula he's going to do even tomorrow, if this pula is not permissible to be done in Shabbos. He's allowed to say, I'm going to go to Florida tomorrow. How can you go to Florida? It's chutz l'tchum. So how are you permitted to say such a statement in Shabbos? Shim yesh bugin in oilach. Since the etzem, it is possible, theoretically, to go to Florida in Shabbos, if there would be bulganin. So even though bepoyel, there's no bulganin, but it does not have a din of a dibora asura, since the etzem, this pu'ule could be muta. Let us see Rashi. What this is bulganin. Shim yesh bulganin. Bulganim are huts. So if there would have been bulganim, may ayin amo la ayin amo. That means a little less than 70 amis, there would be a chain of huts. So then we consider that kozman, we have these huts, so we consider that the shtot did not end yet. The shtot is continuing. So if we have these huts from Muncie to Florida, so Mamela, then everything that is in this area is considered one big shtot, one big ear. So Mamela, so then it's Hoylech Afilu B'Shabbos. Sha'akel Choshuv Kirachas. Then everything is considered one big city. V'chol Ha'ir Kidalad Amis. So one is permitted to travel in the whole city. That's not considered he's going Chutz L'Tchum. The whole shtot is Dalad Amis. K'demrinim Be'erivit. V'kiva, duhu davar sheyesh loy heta. The etzem hiluch is a davar sheyesh loy heta yidei takone b'shabbos. That means if there would be a tikkun, this could be a davar hamuter in Shabbos to do. So then the halach is muter la'omro yafilu b'mokim she'in shama heta. So even though the Maisa there was no tikkun, we don't have the heta bepoyel. But the iser amire that we learn out from Vedabo Dova is only an iser amire that I'm speaking about something that is behechlet adovo sha'oso lasais b'shabbos. But if the thing I'm speaking about is theoretically muter lasais ayidei oifen a heta b'shabbos, so memele, so then I'm allowed to speak about it. This was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Tanan, like the Gemara, we learned in the Mishneh, Ein marshichin alatchum lisker poyalim alohavi peiris. We learned in the Mishneh, the one is not supposed to go to the end of his tchum in Shabbos, in order that Mitzoy Shabbos will be able to be seicha poyalim alohavi peiris. Now we have here guidelines in the Sefer of the Mishneh from Abba Shol Abishol said that the Issa Lahashich Alatchum is dependent if one is not permitted to speak about this in Shabbat, then one is not permitted to be Mahashich Alatchum. But something that one is permitted to speak about in Shabbos, one is permitted to be Mahashich Alatchum. So these are the guidelines that Abishol gave to the Issa of Lahashich Alatchum. Frag the Gemara, about Tzakaponim it says, that one, if it says that one is not permitted to be machshich al atchum in order to be seicha payalim, or in order to bring peiris, so we see from this halacha that one is not allowed to say, I will be seicha payalim tomorrow, I will bring peiris tomorrow. So you see, this is a dibra osa, so mele, there's no heter to be machshich al atchum. Shabbos, one is not permitted to be seicha payalim. So the male one is not permitted to be machshich al atchum. There's no eitzah how to make a schiras in Shabbos. Ela lahavi peiris, but to bring peiris. Leima, there's an oifen how to bring peiris from his orchard. Leima shim yesha mechitzes, maybe. What would be if there would be mechitzes extending from his orchard to his house? He'd be permitted to bring it. So memele, so this is a dovol. So the etzem havos a dovol sheyesh loy hefer be'etzem. So memele, so according to Avyuda Meshmul, so one is permitted to speak about it. So therefore one should be able to be mashach al atchum legabi havos peiris. And for the Gemara, mashkachas lo bepeiris hamechubor. The Mishnah is speaking about that these peiris are still growing, still attached. So the havos peiris involves tlisha. Listen, Mamela, there's no heter to be tailish in Shabbos, so therefore he's not allowed to speak about it in Shabbos. So therefore he's not allowed to be machshich al atchum. Zogt Rashi, hamechuborim, she efshel lekotzit som b'Shabbos ayidei shum takon. So Mamela, so therefore it is also. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Otoni Rabbi Ishiye ein machshichim al atchum lohovi teven v'kash. One is not permitted to machshich al atchum to bring teven v'kash. So bishloim v'kash mashkachas lo b'mechuba. Kash could be the stubble that remains in the earth. So memele, so there could be speaking about kash as mechuba. So again, you're not allowed to be oikiret min hakalkin Shabbos. Ela teven heichi mashkachas lo, but teven is not mechuba. Teven is tolosh. So if teven is tolosh, he could bring it aydei mechitzis. So why is it a machshichin? And for the Gemara, mashkachas lo b'tivne sariyah. Speaking about a teven that is saruach, so this teven is mukze. So memele, so it's also not shayech to bring it in Shabbos. Zot Rashi, kash zanvayis hashiboylem. B'tiv nesariya, shafili yesh mechitzis, eini mevi, mishum demuktsu. Zot the Gemara weiter, toshma, machshichin al atchum, lefakeyach al iske kale, val iske hameis. One is permitted to be machshich al atchum, l'tzeirich mitzvah. That means even though Samazoid v'machshich al tchum is osel, v'dovor she'osel lasos b'shabbos. But iske kalon, iske hameis, since this is a dvar mitzvah, one is permitted to be machshich al tchum. Look the Gemara, al iske kalo umeis in, so only because it's iske kalo meis, al iske acheloi. But if he'd be machshich for the same purpose, not for a tzeirich mitzvah, then it would be osel. Fregt die Gemara, bishloime, acher, dum yedikala, mashkachas, lo, le, migzile, aso. So the Gemara says, let us make a cheshbon. What does he want to be, for what purpose does he want to be machshich al atchum, iske kala? What is he going to bring for the kala? So he's going to cut hadasim. Seems that the chuppis were made out of hadasim. So memele, so he's machshich al atchum to cut hadasim. So memele, so forget. So this letzayich mitzvah is muta. Aber stam zeit be machshach al tchum to kada dasa mistaka osa. Hello, meis meini. Aber what does he want to do to be marshal at chum la tzayrich ha meis? La havi loi orim v'tachichim. The meis only needs orim v'tachichim. So that's an iser havo. Havo is efshar al yedei mechitzais. So why, Davke, is it only mutter? Why is it only mutter for a meis? It should be mutter for everyone to bring things. Because this is efshar al yedei mechitzais. Uktani meis en avalach eloi, v'amai leimo shem yesha mechitzis maybe. That's akash avidah mashmur. And for the gemara, meis nami mashkachas lo lemigza leiglima. No, we're speaking about the cut out tachichim, not just the bring tachichim. The tachichim weren't cut yet. So memele, so this one is not permitted to do in Shabbos. So therefore one is not permitted to be machshich ala tchum in Shabbos also for this, only Lutzerech Meis, because it is a Dvar Mitzvah. Zot Rashi, Al Iske Kalo Meis in, the Chevtze Shemayin Hain, Aval Iske Ache, Afilu Dum Yedekalo Loi, Is Bishloima Ache Dum Yedekalo Mashkachas Lo, Do Osa Lahachshich Kigoyin Lachtich Minam Bechubah. But speaking about the bichaytach min amechuba, so that's also lemegiz lo asa. The avdu lo ganone da asa lekalosa. They used to make a chupe shel hadasim for a kala. Ela iske meis mai. What is one already bringing for the meis? Havo da orein v'tachichen. V'amai la acheloi lema hoyil v'nyesha mechitzis maybe. We have a raya from this Gemara that tachichim are not muktzeh. Because if tachichim would be muktzeh, so we had before, tivnes aryeh is not allowed to be machshav, we'd have already a teretz. It's very interesting why it's not muktzeh, even if it's a beggar that's miyuchad lemeisim. Good, there's no din hazmona lav milseh, but Al kaponim, if one has such a shaila, the nunz gemara by istachoyis that tachrichim are not muktzeh. Anorin isn't muktzeh, tachrichim are not muktzeh. The gemara mutzeh sich, why an acher can't do the same thing? Zog taisis. Ve'ein machshichim al atchum lisker pay alim o lohovi pay. Hash de mashme, so that it seems from the Mishneh that the whole iser is davke al hatchum. The Mishnah is telling us that one is not permitted to walk till the end of his tchum and to wait there till Moitzoy Shabbos. Hey, machshichim al hatchum, avo b'soy hatchum. But what if a person wants to do something? He doesn't walk till the end of his tchum. He walks till he wants to do something. He wants to be, let us say his pardis is b'soy hatchum. So then, and he wants to be Kaitzitz Peretz, so he's permitted to walk down till his pardes, and he'll wait till Meitzoy Shabbos and be Kaitzitz Peretz. Avo b'soichatchum, machshichim, liske payalem, lohavi peretz. Because they will have a zayis gewesen, because the Mishnah says, bedavke, ala tchum, till the end of the tchum is awesome. V'koshel l'rebi, the b'soich perik v'akul ma'al v'ntanye, lo yahalech odom b'soich sadeyu leida matzricha. Person is not permitted to walk in this field to look around to find out what it needs. That's mimtzay chefzacha. Kiyotze boy lo yitayel odom al Pesach Medina. Person should not take a shpatzir to the Pesach Medina. Kedei sheyikones lemelches miyad. That mitzay Shabbos is able to go to the melches. Now it doesn't say anywhere that this Pesach Medina is soif hatchum. Just as he's not allowed to go to the Pesach Medina in order to make sure that Meitzoy Shabbos will be permitted, he'll be able to go into the Melchit. So, L'chei Revi Shtimtas Metun Zemishna. Ba'oimer Rebbe, da'osam minkere milse, The Einay Metayil Ella Likones Lamelchitz Miyad Acher HaShabbos. There it's Nikar. That why he's walking there. So his Hiluch spells out in his Machis, he's going now in Shabbos to be able to go into the Melchitz Mitzoy Shabbos. Shal Pesach Medina Regilim Liyes Melchitzoy, Kedamrinim Herkama de Megillah. Hey Meyois Malis Oshan Chutz Lachayme. There were 500 Melchitzoyis outside of the Chayme. So I say that was the Mokim HaRogel that there should be a Melchit. Avol Hocha Einoi Choche Kol Kach B'Soich HaTchum HaMashich Liska Poyim Lohovi Peiris Ki Agavne Mishani Yosam. But B'Soich HaTchum, that's what he's going there and staying till it becomes night. It's not muchach that that's the reason why he's doing it. The Moremisod and the Ritva Firois the Taisvis. So the Mishnah, they go till the end of his Tchum and he stays there. There it seems it's more boiled that the reason he's doing it is because he wants to do something that is not permissible in Shabbos, and that's why he's doing it. But to go be'emtza atchum, so there it is not niker that why he's doing it, so therefore this is taka permissible besides melchitz. Melchitz is the Pesach of Adina, there it's niker that why he's going there, so then it's taka also. So everything b'etzem is totally if it is niker the purpose of his hiluch. Avo machshechu lishmer umevi peiris b'yot. We had in the Mishnah says of a person is permitted to be machsher, lishma, he's permitted to be mach, this is what it says in the Mishnah, that a person is permitted to be machsher, atzoif tchumoy, if the tachlis is lishma, he wants to watch his pardes. Pashtis is the pardes, is chutz l'tchum, so he's machsher ala tchum, in order that Mitzoy Shabbos will be able to be watched the parvus. And then it says in the Mishnah, or maybe Peiris B'yoda. If the Iker Tachlis of the Machshech was Lishmoyer, so Memele he has a bonus that when he comes back he can cut Peiris also, since that was not the Tachlis of the Machshech. Mitoich Peiris HaKuntris Mashme, in the Loshon of Rashi and the Mishnah, where Rashi explains this halacha, Mashma lishmer chutz l'tchum. Seems like that he's machshech ala tchum. Kedei that Mitzoy Shabbos he'd be able to go over the tchum and to watch his peiros. V'chein mashma pshat haMishnah. Not only Rashi vayisayis, the Mishnah vayisayis says it. V'koshel Rebbe Mahodom Ashmul Big Mole Mutala Odom Loy Malachavere Laklach Poini Ani Hoylach Lamoch. Shmuel said a chiddush that a person is permitted to say Lakrach Ploini Ani Hoylach Lamoch. Uporich the Gemara Esther Kasha and Shmuel Tnan Ein Marshich and all Trum Liska Payalim. And Lahavi Peiris of the Gemara Stan Shmuel, according to you, Shmuel. You say that a person is permitted to say something if theoretically there'd be a heter for it, even though b'poil there's no heter. So the Meilu said the Gemara asked the Kasha and Shmuel, so what should Lohavi Peiris? Theoretically he could bring Peiris and Shabbos if it'd be a Mechit. So the Gemara chapters with Shmuel from the Mishnah. Frektoisvis, vahashta, vos chapters to mit Shmuel? Mas nisim gufetik shalai. The muchach hamilse kevosei v'shmur. The Mishnah says like Shmur. Midiktoni b'seif. We hear a halacha that a person is permitted to be machshich lishmur peiroisa. Now machshich lishmur peiroisa means that he's machshich ala tchum, that moitzoi Shabbos will go over the tchum lishmur peiroisa. So you see, one is permitted to be machshir, Mitzoy Shabbos, to go over the tchum. Umi diktoni b'sefer, klal omar abashol. And abashol gave a guideline. Kol shani zakoi b'amiros ayochol nilahach shicholo. Abashol said, when is one permitted to be Machshir, if he's permitted to say in Shabbos, he'll do this tomorrow. Kamefolish b'gmore d'mashe mutal loima mutal achshir. If you're permitted to say it, then you're permitted to be machshir. V'im kein mi v'shorinon l'achshir l'shmechutz l'tchum. So if the Mishnah says that a person is permitted to be machshir in order to go out chutz l'tchum, alme shori l'meima chutz l'tchum ani hoyla. So if you're allowed to be machshir to be hoyla chutz l'tchum, so you're permitted to say in Shabbos, I'm going to go chutz l'tchum. Daha baha talya. V'hainu kishmu. So me meile, frektach toises, amere di kikashe. Shmuel is a garnish gezot. The Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says that a person is permitted to be machshir to go out chutz l'tchum meitzoy Shabbos, but the only yisr involved is the yisr of hilah chutz l'tchum. So smuch is the one who's permitted to say this, and that's Shmuel. That's all what Shmuel said. Akoch of the hefer is because it's mutar idei burgenim. That was the kash. Zuktais v'svaiter. Without Shmuel, I wouldn't have any problem. Why? I would think as follows. I would think, ain lecha dava shelo yehi muta la'odam loymar al atzma. Without Shmuel, I would think that there's not a thing that a person is not permitted to say what he's going to do. I would think, without Shmuel, this does not go into this of the double double. Why? The Hava Mina Davke Lechaveiroi Oso Loimas Chirli Poyalim Lamocha. The Mahani Amirose. The Isra of Udabo Dov is if I tell him to do something. So my Amire in Shabbos was Mesaviv Aschiris Chutzle Shabbos. So such an Amire is also. Avol Alatzmoi. But if he's speaking about himself, Yocho Loime Kol Masha Yiltze. The loy mahani amirose. The amire isn't creating anything. Sistamazi is saying what he intends to do. An amire which will create a pu'ule, telling someone to do something, liska payalim, because of this amire is going to be seicha payalim. So such an amire falls into the category with abadova. Aber to say what I'm going to do, without Shmuel, I would think this is mutalagam. V'chitoli, now, v'chitoli abishol ha'achshoche, abishol said, ha'achshoche ba'amire, that abishol said, when is ha'achshoche muter if amire is muter? Hani mili ba'amire l'chaveiroi. That means abishol is speaking about an amire l'chaveiroi. V'yesh asuzo, v'yesh muteres. There's an amire. A person says on himself that famuzay. A person says whatever he wants, what he's going to do. That is not even din of an double double. That what Abishol said that Achshoche is totally in heter amire. That's speaking about heter amire lechaveiroi. The yesh asure, the yesh muteres. There's an amira asure. If I tell him to do something which is not permitted to be done in Shabbos, the yesh muteres. And there's an amira muteris, when I tell him to do something which is permitted to do in Shabbos. Avolim isole de Shmuel. But now that we have Shmuel, porich shap. The os akol amirai, Shmuel asod ol amiris. Afilu al atzma. Shmuel, besides saying geheta, he was megala that there's an iser also. That one is not permitted to say al atzmoi ella davke lekach poini ani heilach lemocho mishem taine d'shim yesham bulganim heile. That was what Shmuel's machadish. Eish Shmuel was machadish. There's an iser amire on what he says, what he plans to do, and the whole reason one is permitted to say I will go chutz l'tchum is because be'etzem there's a oif and a hefer at the go chutz l'tchum, I bebuzi. Ash the porich, kiven the ilav hay time ahava osles like. Without the union of bulginin, it would be also to be marshe, because he's not allowed to say go chutz l'tchum. Elamishum hay time edav kishor is like. Now we have to know this Taisus is a Sheklach Taisus. Taisus said, "Ve'eini yodeya my kosher." I don't know my kosher. In Taisus, in the Teretz, explains as follows: that Shmuel was mechadish a iser and a het. Shmuel was mechadish a person is not allowed to say what he intends to do meitzoy Shabbos. So now, according to Shmuel, I know now a person is not allowed to say, I plan to go chutz l'tchum Shabbos. No, the Shmuel said chutz l'tchum is allowed to say because it's afshay day bulgin. So Mamela, now so Shmuel was machadish an issa, Shmuel was machadish a heter of bulgin. So now, according to Shmuel, we have a problem. We have a problem in the Mishnah. So why is there a problem? Havos peiris, havos peiris. Is also mutter ayidei mechitzas. That's only because of Shmuel. How did we learn till Shmuel? So till Shmuel we learned that the iser achshoche is not totally in what he says, what he plans to do, because he can say whatever he wants. The iser achshoche is what is permitted to tell someone else. That's the iser achshoche. Permitted to tell someone else, and there are some things which is also to tell someone else. And this achshach is dependent on that. Fine. So let us go now. What is good geboren though? In the Mishnah it says that one is permitted to be machshich alatchum lishmael peirois of chutz l'tchum. That halacha says in the Mishnah. Now this halacha says in the Mishnah, so al kochoch. It's mucha from the Mishnah. I'm permitted to tell someone today to go chutz l'tchum tomorrow. I mean, the iser achshoch is totally in the din amira. I'm allowed to tell someone today to go chutz l'tchum tomorrow, else it would be yosa. Now, how am I allowed to tell today someone to go chutz l'tchum tomorrow? Al kochoch, because it's efshay dei bulginim. So, noch the ganze pshetel, we're still back to the yisod of Shmuel. Without the Yisod of Shmuel, is Vaitishver the Mishnah. How are you permitted to tell someone to watch my Peiris Chutz L'tchum if you're not allowed to tell someone in Shabbos to go Chutz L'tchum? That's a place this is very schwer. So Baruch Hashem, I found the Merei Misod asks the Kasha. So the Merei Misod says that if the whole Iser Achshoche is Toli, if there's an Oifen HaHetel to tell someone else to do what I want to be Machshech, so Memele, he says, if that's the only Iser Achshoche, he said, then there's an Oifen HaHetel by Chutz L'tchum. What is the Oifen HaHetel Chutz L'tchum? We're going to have later a Gemara as follows. What if Reuben's Tchum is till here, and Shimon's Tchum is here? So now, Reuven is permitted to tell Shimon, listen, my peiris are in your tchum. It's not in my tchum. Could you please watch my peiris? So this is a dover hamutter. This is a dover hamutter. He can tell Shimon, watch my peiris, which are in your tchum, because it doesn't involve any yisra whatsoever. So memele, lule divrei Shmuel, I would think, that the holy Sarach Shoche is only totally that I can tell Yenel to do what I want to be Machshech for. So Memela, so then it's very good. I could tell Yenel, please watch my Peiris Chutz L'tchum. How could I tell Yenel to do this? Because the Yenel who lives Chutz L'tchum, I can tell him he should watch my Peiris, which are Chutz L'tchum. So if the whole Heter is only totally in Amire to Yenel, so there's an Oif in the Heter. But Shmuel was mechadish that no, it's totally in his own amira. He should be able to say what he's machshechan. So memele, that was Shmuel's chiddush. So Shmuel had to be mechadish that I'm allowed to say today, I'm going to go chutzlitchum, because of bulginim. So with that, the Gemara is takasha and shmul, so b'zoi, l'havi peiris is also permissible al yedei mechitzas. L'krach ploini ani hoilach. Taimen, my ir Yehu, that not only, why dafke he's permitted to say, Taisa said before, when he speaks about himself, it's a smaller chiddush than to tell someone else to do. So, Taimim Ha'ir Yehu, Afilu L'chaveri, Nami Yochol Loi Maloi, Leich Li L'Krach Ploini, L'Mochel Mai Hai Taimim, because it's Hefshay Dei Bulginim. Oi, my time had to come. Oi, Midi Shori Shmu L'Kamon. Loi Malachaveri, Shmoy Li Peiri, Shebetchumech Afilu B'Shabes. If Shmuel says later, I can tell Achava, in Shabbos you should watch the Peirish Abitrumer. Koskin Shiacholoimer Shmoyli Lamoch. I can tell him today, watch, to go, tomorrow you should go and watch my Peirish, which are Chutzlutrum. Beilaforish the Shani Hosom Shehem Bitrumoi. Avalain Yacholoimer Lachaveri Shmoyli Peirish Achutzlutrumor. The niru shafilu ze yocholoi ma mikivin shemuta lahachshir. If lemaisa you're allowed to be machshir, so al kochoch, so al kochoch you're permitted to tell him to do this also. It's al chloimed le noket shmuel davke lekach ploini ani hoilech. Do adin lechaveri yocholoi ma leichli lekach ploini lemocha. Is this heta of efshay de bulgin and efshay de mechitzes is permissible afilu beloshin tzivri liach. So the Gemara said that kash, we could say it's b'mechuba. The Gemara could have said kash is muktzeh. Do einay roi l'machu behemah, k'dom ala'el. Hakash al gabi amita lo yinanenu. A person is not permitted to shake up the kash al gabi amita because it's muktzeh. Al Rabusa Koma, Bafulu be Mechuba Mashkachas Lo, we can find even a bigger Issa, an Issa of Mechuba. Be Mechuba Mashkachas Lo. So the Gemara says that surpassed Issa of Avos Kash if it's Mechuba. Oyma Rebbe, the Lav Mishum Tlisha Nokat Lo, so Taisa says here, Gaval Diki Yisrael, that the Issa of bringing kash that's mechuba is not because of the iser toilish. Even though this kash is mechuba loretz, ain boy iser tlisha. There's no iser to be toilish kash min haoretz. Why? Kivin sheyovesh, since stam kash is dry, ain a yoinik min haoretz. So there's no yinike min haoretz. So if there's no yinike, there's no isetlisha. Ki de muchach b'chulam peirik ha'il v'aretet. That's something that is completely dry, though, so there's no isetlish. Because the Gemara says in chulam as follows. The oma te'enim shetzomku b'ibayim mitamim tumas oichlin v'atoylish mimeno b'shabes chayiv chatos. Davke tzomku avuyav shuloi. Ta'inim she tzomku bebei means as follows. It means that the ta'inim themselves are dried out, but the oikets with which they are attached to the tree is not dried out. So memela, so there the Gemara Chulin says as follows. So the Gemara says, so the peiri alone, since the peiri mitzadatzma is not yoinik, so memela, so legabi hilchis tume v'tahar has a din of adova tolush, that is mekabel tume. The gabi to be tailish the oikets, since the oikets is still lach, the oikets is still yoinik, so one is not permitted to be tailish the oikets. So if he does it, he's five chavis. Avul yavshu loy, but yavshu mi yavshu, that means inside the peri, inside the oikets, so then it is permissible to be tailish in Shabbos. Chaymashma b'chol asugya, the yavshu hein v'yoiktsayim. If the uket and the peiri is nisyabish, metame tumas oichlem, vein dinei klal ke mechuber, ilgabi Shabbos also. Vahod, there's some emeles, or taisvis, now has a problem. So it comes out, if it's completely dry, there's no iser toilish. of this. No, iso toilish, what does the Gemara mean, mashkachas lo be mechuba? So what's wrong in being toilish adobo yovish mina mechuba? Taisus, ho, de koma hoche be mechuba mashkachas lo, hainu mishum iso yipui kalke. By taking out the kash, you are miyapa the kalke. Kedoma lael. Ha toilish ushin bishamis chayiv chatos beperik aboine, that a person who is Toilish Ulshan, so he's Miyapa the Kalkas, he's not Chayavals the Tlish, he's Chayavals the Yipui Kalk. Oh, the Pogbepek Amaitzi Tfilin Ailon Yovish Akonotri Peiri, Mashmishesh Biyovish is the Tlish, and Merebi de Mairosan Biyoshvu Heim Voloi Uktei. There is speaking about that the Ukitz is still Lach. The Tivne Sarye, that the Tivne Sarye, the Gemara says, Tevin Saruach is Mukze. Behold, Omer Lekamon Peg Mishehershich Mefarchin Teven Vaspasto Lifnei Beheime. The person is permitted to break this up to be Mashve Machul Beheime. He's permitted to do it with Teven. Umuki Lo Betivnes Arye Mashme De Chozi Lebeheime. So why says it is Chozi Lebeheime? Omer Rebbe De Mayri Kigoyin De Loisarye Kuliha. It's not so Sarua. It's Madreges and Sarua. Ela meis mainiu, mahovi loy arin v'tachich. What is the heter b'machshech for a meis a meisha nachanit mahovi loy arin v'tachich. Tein amay loy kama lemegas loy aso. Maybe the hachshoch al atchum is to the kad hadasim that used to help to bring a good reyach by the meis. Mishur gilim lahovi aso lemeis. Kedashkan benida the shavar aso mi arso la arso, that there was a basim on each mokem. So vayis tachoyis that they used hadasim also for meisim. So maybe that's the purpose of the lahach shichalatum. Vishom akov sofem arba tachrichim. The tarim mas nisim behedya. The Mishnah says later, marshichen al iske kal viske meis lov leyon v'tachichin. So vayis tachoyis, that's the whole purpose of the hachshav. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Va'av al gav deloy avdu. The Mishnah says, so we have a very interesting sugya here. The Mishnah says, if he's machshech ala tchum in order to be shema peroiso, he's allowed to do that. And later, since he's there already, and that wasn't the purpose, that he was machshech ala tchum, or maybe peris biyoga. He's permitted to bring peiros biyoga. He's there already, he's allowed to cut peiros and bring it back. Fregt die Gemara, ve'av al gav, deloy avdol. How he's allowed to cut peiros? He didn't make avdola. Ba'om ha-Rabbi Elozo ben Atignus, mishum Rabbi Elozo ben Yaakov, oso loy lo'odom, she'yasech ha-feitzov koidim she'yavdol. A person is not allowed to be Isaac b'chafetz of koydim sheyavdu. So how is he permitted to cut? How's he permitted to cut peiros? V'chi teimed the avdul b'tfili seratoch en antonu. Ba'omer Rav Yehuda Shmuel am avdul b'tfili tzor sheyavdu lalakoyis. Shmuel said am avdul b'tfili tzor sheyavdu lalakoyis. You have to make avdul lalakoyis. He's not yoytze with tfili, avdul b'tfili alone. And since he has to make Avdol Alakoyis, and he didn't make Avdol Alakoyis, so Mamela, how is he permitted to do Oslom Shiasa Chafetz of Koyim Shiyam? The Chitayim of the Avdol Alakoyis, you say he made Avdol Alakoyis, Kois Pesoda Meike. These dog given a Kois Pesoda, how he made Avdol, there's a Sod over there, he made Avdol Alakoyis. The Fasem is Esakashe, maybe, the Gemara says in Brochis, one is permitted to make Havdolah Miboid Yoim. Shabbos, one is permitted to make Havdolah Miboid Yoim. So maybe that's the Eitzah. He made Havdolah in Shabbos. You can make Havdolah already. So it brings down in Shulchan Aruch, this is only Mutter Letzayrich Mitzvah. This is not Letzayrich Mitzvah. So Mr. Tami didn't make Havdolah then. So Mamelus, we have a good Kashi. So what's with Havdolah? How is he allowed to do Meloche before Abdullah. Tirgemo Rabbi Nosson bar Ami Kame de Rove Bein Hagitoi Shabbat. Speaking about that he's going by the gas, the mokim, when with the doyrech danovim. So there's an abundance of grape juice over there. So mainly yes, akasha kois besodem iker, 100%. There you can make avdol of it. Omar lei Rab Abba le Rab Ashi, b'marov amrin en hoch. Eretz Yisrael, they said, l'chayir a different Eretz. B'marov amrin en hoch, ha-mavdol ben kodesh l'chayil, v'avdin en tzulchin. Say, ha-mavdol ben kodesh l'chayil, and we do whatever we have to do. Omar Rab Ashi, ki yavina be Rab Kahane, aber Omar ha-mavdol ben kodesh l'chayil, the Saltin and Silti, they said Amavdu, they used to be Chayt of Eitzim. Now there's a Moiradike Machloikus HaRishoinim Pshat in this Gemore, and the Briske Rav says a very Gishmak in Bia. First let us see how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemore. Rashi says, V'af al gav, the loyavdil, a sefer the masnisa metan, liktoni umevi peiris biyodai lekoitzitz on mina machuba, beloy havdola. How is he allowed to cut the peiris without havdola? The Gemara said the first half was, ben agita ishon, adike kois besoda. Hamavdul ben koidish lochoil. Then we said, the marov omrinin, mavdul ben koidish lochoil, lekeire ba'alme lelavoy sesamel. This is a heker lelavi says a melech vavdin and suchin v'achar kach onu mevorchin ala kois brochi gemurad avdola to be mata meloche. You don't have to say avdola ala kois, you can say boruch ha'iksem avdol ben koidish lechel, and then you'll have to do meloche v'choshkin di avdol betfile. And if he said the davin shemeneser about the gevizgo Mutalas Yisrocha. V'chayzer u'mavdol ala kais. V'saltinon zilti choytven eitzim. The Briske Rav explains that Shitas Rashi is as follows. Why is one not permitted to do meloche? So the issa meloche is midinei Shabbos. This I'll read over the lashon of the Briske Rav. The af the kedushas hayoyim kvaros dolo. Really, it's oy Shabbos. Mikomokim osar basiyas meloche ad sheyav. Usvira le Rashi. The iker isure basiyas chafotzov koydim sheyavdo. The iser why one is not permitted to do meloche before Abdullah. Hu mishum kvoid Shabbos. This is a Loshna Brashi in Psochem. It's covered Shabbos. Now what's Pshat in this? The Be'emes harayu kval choy legambi. Be'emes in its choy. V'chol inyin shel iser asiyas meloche hu mishum kvoy Shabbos. Shelo yase meloche bitziyosa. That a person should not do meloche shem moisifin Be'iser asiyas meloche, av shekval hu choy legam. That means this is a covet of Shabbos. Since in Shabbos it was also to do meloche, so even though it is oy Shabbos now, so one is mechuyev to be mavdol. It's not the mitzvah avdola. Mitzvah avdola is halakos or betfilah. This is lahakeire ba'alme lelavis as hamelach. That means right after Shabbos, without doing anything, to jump from Shabbos to the cigarette, das nicht. So friya da mezong lahakeire ba'alme lelavis as hamelach. To be melave de melech, to say hamavdul ben kodesh lechel. So es chazal made an iser, asiyas meloche, calls man, he won't make this heker. And this is a covet of Shabbos. That I won't do a melach yet, even though it's Oy Shabbos, I won't do a melach yet. Lekeire ba'alme lelavi says hamelach. This is Shitas Rashi. The Beskerov is Medai from the Loshon HaRambam, and we'll see this is the Shitas HaRif, and this is the Shitas HaRabbeinu Chananel. The Rambam says as follows. Misheyotzo hayoim, when it's oy Shabbos, also loy lahaschil lechem, velishtoitz. He's not allowed to eat or drink. Velasis meloche. He's not allowed to do meloche. Oy litoim klum, or to be toyim, at sheyav. Now, the Rambam was koilo the iser asiyas meloche with the iser te'ime. Now, why isn't a person permitted to be toyim meitzoi Shabbos? That's al Shabbos? Not to be toyim Shabbos. The iser te'ime is you're not allowed to be toyim al stachiv avdolah. You're mechuyiv avdolah, so you're not allowed to be toyim till you make avdolah. So the Rambam said the iser meloche is also the same thing. You're not allowed to do, just like you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to be toyim, you're not allowed to do anything till you make havdalah. So the isa havdalah, the chiyuv havdalah, that shavs an isa time and that shavs an isa meloch. So the isa meloch is because I'm a chuyiv to make havdalah. That's why I'm not allowed to do meloch. So if the chiyuv havdalah, that shavs the isa meloche. So kochach, you have to say that with this yoytza havdolah. If the Rambam, just like you're not allowed to be, according to Rashi, he says, the Rashi says, the whole shtick Torah says, amadu ben kodesh lochel, and he's allowed to do meloch. What about to be toyim? Chas v'sholem. I mean, Rashi also held, al tzachiyav havdolah, you're not allowed to be toyim till you make havdolah. The Rambam learns the isa meloche is similar to the Isa Time. If since you're mechuyev to make Avdolah, you're not allowed to do Melochet till you make Avdolah. So if b'marove omrinin hochi amavdol ben kodesh l'chol, so pshat is in b'marove they were yoytze Avdolah b'hamavdol ben kodesh l'chol. Just to look the last line in the Rabbeinu Chananel, next to the last line, Eloshein itzoch loyma havdolois, kashecholke beperik ave psochin, avotzoch lahaskil broche, beshein umalches, the last gora mi birchas aperis abichas amitzvus vachain aloche. The Rabbeinu Chananel on the Rif learned pshat as follows. There's a shail on the Gemara in psochim, how many avdolos do you have to make? You have to make a brocha aruche, a mavdu ben kodesh l'chol, ben el l'choshech, ben yisrael amid, you have to be masked 3 avdolos, or is one yoytze with 1 avdolos. So the Rif learned pshat, that Rab Abba le Rab Ashi, this is a continuation of the Rab Nosson bar Ami's teretz. It is speaking about that he made avdol in the soda, he made it ala kois. But now the Gemara says, you know what the minimum havdola is to make alakos? B'marove omrinin hochi. Boruch ato Hashem ha-mavdol ben kodesh l'chol. If you have to go to work and you don't have time to make a hazalang havdola, so the ikar havdola, you yoytze with Boruch ato Hashem ha-mavdol ben kodesh l'chol. And they talk it speaking about, this is a hemshah, that it's speaking about ha-kochach, he made havdola alakos. Because Kozman, you don't make Avdolah, you can't do Meloche. The Issa Meloche is because of the Chiyav Avdolah. Just like now to be time because you have to make Avdolah. So you have to be Yoytze Mitzvah Avdolah according to the Rif and the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. Now Rab Abba and Rab Ashi were Mechadish, you could be Yoytze Chiyav Avdolah with 1 Avdolah by saying Boruch Ata Hashem Amardu Ben Kodesh L'chol without being masked the other 3 Avdolahs. B'nei L'choshech Ben Yisrael Yamin. The Briskei Rav says that since, according to the Rambam, the Isser is because before you make Avdolah, you're not allowed Lasos Chafetzo. So he says, so then it could be it's not an Isser Meloch, it's not totally in Meleche Shabbos. The Gemara says, in Broches Koidem Tfile Osa Lasos Chafetzo. So what is Pshat in that? So that's totally in Meleche Shabbos? It means one, before tefillah, one should not get involved in his own inyon, till he davens first. So, be'emesin, this is the inyon also, this is the inyon, also, lasos chafetz of koidim sheyavdol. You're not allowed to get involved in your inyonim, yeah, this is mechuyev avdolah now, this case to Well, what are you doing other inyonim? So the Issa, according to the Rambam Merif, is not an Issa Meloche, it's an Issa Rabasiyas Chafetzo. He says, with this we can understand in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down a Shita, that you're allowed to be Madlik Aner before Avdola, your Heitzo is Mutta before Avdola, but a Meloche, a Ruche, like Siva and Arige, that is also till you make Avdola. So he says, if you learn like Rashi that it's an Issa Meloche, I'm not allowed to do any meloches before Al Kaponimi make a Keira Baalme. So what's the difference between Adlokis Aner and an Arige? This is a meloche and this is a meloche. But if you learn, it's not an Isser meloche. It's an Isser Lasa is Chafetzov. He's not allowed to get involved in his inyonim before he makes Avdola. There's a mitzvah that's mutal all of now to make Avdola. So he has to do this mitzvah first. So the Mela, then we can understand very well the chilek between these inyonim. A davar katan, which doesn't take time, that he's permitted to do before Avdola. A meloche aruche, like Siva and Arige, this is also till he'll make Avdola.